Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This week's episode highlights a cascade of advancements across the Gmail GK ecosystem, spotlighting both community-driven initiatives and broader tech trends. Let's kick things off with the exciting beta release of GNOME Boxes, a tool designed to make accessing virtual systems incredibly straightforward. For those unfamiliar, Boxes lets users run multiple operating systems without the headache of complex setups or technical hassle. Whether you're testing out a new Linux distro or just want a safe playground for software exploration, Boxes communicates GNOME's mission of effortless usability. Of course, Boxes isn't just for tech enthusiasts. It's a gateway for anyone interested in exploring virtualization without being buried in jargon. With this beta release, users can expect better stability, an improved interface, and more seamless integration with the GNOME desktop environment. The team has also put in considerable effort to make importing and exporting virtual machines as seamless as possible, a huge win for professionals and hobbyists alike. Paired with reliable snapshots and quick settings, Boxes now positions itself as an essential tool for education, software testing, and secure browsing. For newcomers, the accessible design ensures you're never out of your depth, while advanced users can dig deeper into customization options. Meanwhile, improvements to the Sushi file previewer also signal GNOME's commitment to convenience and accessibility. Sushi, a lightweight previewer for the Nautilus file manager, now boasts faster load times and support for an extended range of file types. That means whether you're reviewing code, images, or documents, you can peek at your files without needing to launch apps or fuss with extra menus. The updated Sushi brings a responsive experience that complements the overall ethos of the GNOME desktop, making life simpler for everyone. Every detail, from keyboard navigation to the new context-aware preview features, is a testament to thoughtful user-centered design. Now, let's chat about a particularly exciting update for researchers, students, and anyone handling digital documents, the Papers 51 Beta. Papers has long been a favorite for managing academic PDFs and research material, and its latest beta is bringing in visual signatures for PDFs. This means being able to annotate documents with digital signatures, not only boosting authenticity, but also reinforcing document integrity. It's a game-changer for workflows that demand security and accountability. Think researchers signing off on their own work, or teachers marking up assignments. With these improvements, Papers continues to increase productivity and provide practical solutions for document management in the digital age. These advances might seem subtle, but together, they show GNOME's drive to create a cohesive and supportive experience. Beyond software, the GNOME community is capturing attention with its renewed focus on collaboration, skills development, and user empowerment, thanks to the fellowship program expansion. In partnership with Germany's sovereign tech agency, GNOME has secured a dedicated fellowship for the next 2 years, specifically targeting design and community engagement. Philipp Sauberzweig, an accomplished designer, is taking the reins, shaping a vision that enhances GNOME's design tools, patterns, and reviews. Philip's contributions involve not just reviewing designs, but also creating useful mock-ups and helping maintain a consistent and appealing visual language. But it's the mentorship element that stands out. Pairing experienced designers with newcomers ensures fresh talent is fostered and knowledge is widely shared. The result is a dynamic design community that welcomes experimentation and celebrates user-focused improvements. The fellowship program also increases visibility for design efforts, with workshops, practical tutorials, and regular blog updates, bringing the work to a broader audience. Ultimately, this model is about more than technical contribution. It's building lasting relationships and fostering a culture of inclusivity and open source. Interestingly, similar fellowship initiatives are bearing fruit in adjacent projects, such as improving the Rust toolchain. For instance, Jakub Baranek's support is boosting Rust's development, illustrating how targeted investment in people can catalyze progress across the entire open source ecosystem. This collaborative approach exemplifies how nurturing talent not only supports current projects, but also seeds future innovations that benefit everyone. Shifting gears from software to security, the Veriden's iPhone app is introducing cutting-edge innovation to photo verification. In an era of rampant misinformation, verifying the authenticity of images is more important than ever. Veriden's allows users to create a cryptographic witness for any photo, securing its integrity without compromising privacy. Here's how it works. The app takes a photo, hashes the file, and signs this hash using a unique identity locked away in Apple's keychain. The clever part is that no photo ever leaves the device. and the developer collects zero data, ensuring that user privacy remains front and center. Users can then share or archive cryptographically authenticated photos, which can later be verified to confirm legitimacy without needing a Nostr account or external service. With misinformation challenges mounting, innovations like Veritas are pivotal for both personal and journalistic integrity in the digital world. By empowering users to generate and manage their own proofs of authenticity, apps like Veritas are setting a new standard for privacy-conscious security. On the sustainability front, Peak Energy is breaking new ground with the opening of its first sodium-ion battery manufacturing facility in Sacramento, California. This isn't just a local story. It's a global move that could disrupt the entire grid storage market, traditionally dominated by lithium batteries. Sodium-ion batteries offer several major advantages. They're cheaper, less reliant on scarce raw materials, and inherently safer. With a projected annual output of up to 4 gigawatt-hours by 2027, Peak Energy is positioning itself as a leader in sustainable grid storage. The implications go beyond pure tech. Shifting to sodium as a core energy storage medium diversifies supply chains and reduces dependency on critical lithium reserves. This not only makes grid solutions more affordable, but also bolsters resilience against geopolitical shocks or raw material shortages. We're also seeing rapid innovation from companies like Centropic Power and UNIGRID Inc., both exploring new approaches to energy storage and distribution. As the need for cleaner, more reliable energy grows, these advancements aren't just nice to have, they're critical for the transition to a low-carbon future. All of these stories illustrate the growing overlap between software, hardware, and global affairs in ways that shape our daily lives. On that note, let's turn to some significant geopolitical developments emanating from Japan's nuclear policy debates. At this year's Hiroshima Peace Memorial Ceremony, Prime Minister Sane Takaichi's remarks have sparked a flurry of speculation around Japan's long-standing nuclear principles. While previous leaders have reaffirmed Japan's three non-nuclear principles, no production, possession, or hosting of nuclear weapons, this time, the official line was less clear. Prime Minister Takaichi stopped short of firmly enshrining these principles into future policy, suggesting a more ambiguous direction ahead. This ambiguity comes as Japan is preparing to update its security documents, and there's a broader debate about the nation's future military role. Although Takaichi stated Japan would maintain its non-nuclear stance, many observers are questioning whether the three non-nuclear principles will hold fast in upcoming policy revisions. The context here is important. Rising regional tensions, particularly with North Korea and China, have renewed conversations around national defense and the U.S. nuclear umbrella. Any move away from the existing policy could have regional and even global repercussions, potentially altering Japan's position on the international stage. For the open source community, these tensions are more than headlines. They can influence technology choices, supply chain stability, and international collaboration. As open technologies like GNOME grow in reach and importance, understanding the broader environment is key for long-term innovation and resilience. To summarize, GNOME's recent strides from beta releases like Boxes and Papers through to Sushi improvements and the Design Fellowship demonstrate an unwavering commitment to usability and collaboration. The fellowship program, especially with support from Germany's tech agency, highlights the value of boosting skills and fostering leadership within the project. At the same time, breakthrough apps like Veritas and advances in battery technology reveal a world where open-source ideals mesh with practical, real-world innovation. It's a clear reminder that the GNOME project is about much more than code. It's about community, sustainability, and global impact. So how can you get involved and make a difference? If you're inspired by what you've heard, visit the GNOME Design Team page, review the Human Interface Guidelines, and keep an eye out for upcoming workshops and blog posts. Contributing doesn't require you to be a coding wizard. Everyone from designers to documenters and testers is welcome. By collaborating, sharing, and learning together, we all help the GNOME ecosystem thrive and adapt in a rapidly changing world. Whether you're curious about user interface design, want to test beta software, or simply wish to be part of a vibrant, global community, now's your chance. Check out the latest on the GNOME project site and join the chat. You never know where your contribution might take you. Stay tuned for more updates as GNOME continues to redefine open source excellence through innovation, inclusivity, and hard work. Thanks for listening.